All right, so you're a woman and you don't want to wear heels, but you still want to look stylish. Ralphie Radio Show. You know what? I got a feeling that TrendHungry.com's Jesse Haliva's got just the trick. Trend Hungry Tuesday here on the Ralphie Radio Show. And Jesse, our resident fashionista, here to talk about heel-less shoes. Shoes sans the heels, huh, Jesse?
That's right, Ralphie. It's a little different than you may think. I mean, I know we see ladies on the red carpet all the time wearing those sexy killer heels to elongate their legs, but now we're still seeing that height minus the heel. Think of a wedge, but with a cut out right where the heel would be. I honestly don't even know how they balance in these things.
So they're still very difficult to wear, and like you can't wear them out dancing, all that stuff?
You know what? They're actually more difficult to wear than heels because there's no support under your heels.
What's the saying? Beauty is pain?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you gotta do it for fashion, you know?
So sad that I actually know that. TrendHungry.com's Jesse Haliva here on the Ralphie Radio Show. All right, so what celebrities are basically putting their feet through all of this torture?
So many. It's all over the red carpet. We've seen Lucy Hale. Lady Gaga's been wearing this trend for quite a few seasons. Victoria Beckham's on it now, as is Brandy.
All right, and where are you buying these shoes, Jesse?
Charlotte Russe has them for under $50, but my new go-to is GoJane.com. They're under $30.
Wow, not bad at all for a pair of shoes, right?
Not bad at all. Are you kidding me?
Listen, I've never bought women's shoes before. That's why I turn to you for these types of things. TrendHungry.com, Jesse Haliva. She always gives you the fashion 411 on a skinny budget every Tuesday with Trend Hungry Tuesday. Thanks so much, Jesse.
Thank you.